Warning, this podcast may contain offensive comments and sensitive topics. If you are easily offended, then this is not the podcast for you. Everything we state is a state of opinion and not to be stated as a fact. Once again, if you're easily offended, please click away now. If you want to stay around and hear something funny and have a couple laughs, then you've been warned. Let's get this thing started. Logic versus conspiracy.
Oh, it's Millie, Camille, and
Dad.
Hi, guys. So we missed last week because I'm dying. I'm still dying. Can you hear it in my voice, Dad? I'm still dying.
No, you sound good.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Yeah. Thanks. There's a little crackle right there. Like, oh, crackle. So today, what are we doing today, Dad? What are we talking about?
I have no idea.
Oh, of course not. We were literally just talking about it, Dad. What were you trying to say?
I don't know what I was talking about.
So, we are going to do...
I was talking about laundry.
I do have to do laundry. So, we are going to do the side-by-side of H.H. Holmes and Jack the Ripper. Are they the same person, Dad?
Could be, right? Could be.
I think so. They look very alike. I will link a picture of them side by side. Like, there's a sketch of Jack the Ripper, and then there's, like, a picture of Holmes. And, like, side by side, they look exactly alike. All the way down to, like, their eyebrows, too.
Oh, yeah.
You see, like, how they have the little slouched eyebrows on the side?
Yeah.
Yeah, so does Holmes, see?
And they got that long nose.
And the wiggle thing, like, the little broken, like, a little...
You see that little lump?
And he has a lump, too. Yeah, and this thick mustache and everything. Yep, sorry. We solved the case. Case closed. Bye. Good night. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, we're going to go through and talk about our what Ripper did and what Murder Castle is. If you guys haven't heard of either one of them, well, you've been living under a rock. Murder Castle, honestly, I feel like it's a hush-hush type of thing because I never really heard of Murder Castle, but I have, of course, heard of Jack the Ripper.
Which, yes, he was infamous because he was never caught.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like the Zodiac Killer was never caught, but there's a theory that he was caught for the other crimes. The guy who got caught for the...
Jaywalking?
No. Right. What?
Huh? What?
Don't make me laugh. You're going to make me die. All
right.
Okay. So, but it's still October. Tomorrow's going to be October
28th. Oh, man. I almost have to go back to work.
Oh, my God. You poor thing. Let's tell a ghost story, Dan.
A ghost story?
Yeah. You got a ghost story? It's still October. We had to do a ghost story.
Oh, man.
Dad. Oh, my God. One of my favorite YouTubers stayed at the hotel that we stayed in Flagstaff.
No.
Yeah. She got some footage in there, too. But she's a skeptic, so, like, she tries to, like, mess up
everything. Debunk it?
Yeah, to debunk everything.
Right.
So, oh, by the way, if you heard that noise, that was, like, a little noise scraping against the mic. That was me. I got something on the mic. Yeah. Let's talk about the last episode, though. The defunction thing that was happening.
Oh, yeah.
I totally forgot about that. Okay, so you guys, remember when all that crazy shit was happening? Yeah, we had to take a week off, not just because I was sick, but we were fucking too scared to fucking film. Because every time we film, there's something crazy shit going on.
Well, we should have filmed at my place, because that's where it was at.
I know, it's a spooky place. We're at my place. Hopefully you didn't bring the Oogie Boogie with us.
No, I think you brought it.
No, I didn't bring nothing.
When you're gone, nothing goes on.
Whatever. You're such a liar. I think it only wants to come out when we're recording. It's like, hey, I want to be part of the podcast, too.
Well, you know what? I do have a little bit. Like, last night, I was watching TV.
This happened just last night.
Just last night.
And you're saying I'm the one that brings it?
Well, it was, if I heard like a spoon was dropped in the sink.
Uh-huh.
Here, clank, clank, clank in the sink. But I was too lazy to get up
and
investigate.
Too lazy? You mean too scared?
Huh? I wasn't scared. I was too...
Oh, my God.
It's not... When you hear noises, sometimes he's like...
Yeah. Let the ghost do the dishes.
Yeah.
That's a great ghost. I want a ghost that does dishes. Can I have a ghost that does dishes? Hello.
As long as I don't see anything, I really don't. I'm not scared. You know what I mean? If you hear clanking or stuff like that, like, okay, that's no big deal.
I'm putting an ad out for whatever ghost that's great at doing dishes and taking out the trash. Please come to my house. I need dishes done, and I need my. So you have a ghost that does your chores for you.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Right? Like, yeah. Hello, ad is out. We both need one. Yeah. Because we don't have to pay them.
I know.
Just let them hitchhike.
They could stay at your place for free.
Yeah, you know, they could just stay at your place for free. You don't have to feed them either. Huh? They just do your stuff. Excuse me, what are you doing? I have Apollo on our table right now. He's playing with his bed. So, is it not comfortable enough? He moves the cushion. Like, they'll fluff around.
Oh, I fluff it?
Yeah, to fluff it. He has to fluff it. It's just getting a little dull for him. He's too bougie for his goodness, I swear. And he has to rip it up, too. Okay, thank you. All right, a ghost story, Dad. Oh, let me finish my story about my thing. Okay, so she stayed in the exact room that we stayed in.
Really?
Yeah. So she
got... Is that the Bon Jovi room?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She was making fun of it. She's like, why is it called Bon Jovi? She's like, you know, they only stay once, and then they name a whole fucking room after them.
Yeah.
But she's like, Bon Jovi doesn't haunt this room or anything. And I was like, okay. Anyways, so, what are you doing?
Is that a turd on that?
It's from when he had the shits, Dad. Leave him alone.
No way. He's chilling on a turd?
Stop. No. Don't touch it. Okay.
That's a dog. No. The dog's chewing on a turd.
Not Bon Jovi's chewing out there.
Dog comes and licks me in the face, you just chew on the fucking turd. Oh my god, I am totally grossed out.
Oh my god, you're killing me. Oh, Dad, we got to start over. It's not recording.
What? Are you serious?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
So she caught, like, a lot of EMF readings, and she caught a ghost.
She caught a ghost?
She caught a ghost.
No way.
Yeah, well, like, a whole bunch of orbs. So what she has is, like, a motion sensor camera. It's called the Ring. It's like the door thing.
Yeah.
The door camera. Hey, you're not supposed to be eating during a podcast.
Okay, alright,
well. It's not ASMR time, okay? Like the last episode, we had ASMR time where you sat there and ate your up. Remember, Dad?
No, I don't remember that.
We were talking about skinwalkers.
Yeah.
And you grabbed a snack.
Well, I got hungry because of talking about skinwalkers. I was thinking like chicken. And...
Oh my god. Anyway, so yeah. She caught like a whole bunch of orbs go by the camera and like the motion sensor went off and started recording. Wow. So as soon as, like, there's some sorts of motion.
And that was in the room.
In the room, while they were sleeping, at 6 a.m.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's neat.
Yeah. That was super cool.
Did she send the pictures to you?
To me?
Yeah.
She's a YouTuber. It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta look that up.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's called Glam and Gore. She also does the Queen Mary. She did the Queen Mary. She did Salem. Salem's been, like, the most active one she's had so far.
Really?
Yeah. And then, what other one did she do? So, she did, the Roosevelt Hotel. She did, I don't know, there's so many she's done so far.
Yeah, we're behind.
I know.
We need to get back in it again.
I know.
Just, I can't afford your camera right now.
Yeah.
We need an infrared camera.
Yeah, me too. She got a whole bunch of crap. But it'd be fun. Anyways, so what were we originally talking about? Oh, ghost story. A ghost. It's a ghost.
No, we were talking about Holmes and Jack the Ripper.
Yeah. Well, right now we have to tell a ghost story. Remember, we have to start off our story with a ghost story. You don't have a ghost story, Dad? Oh, just the spoon dropping in the sink that a ghost was doing your dishes. Lay down, bub, or else you can't sit on the table. Okay, well, I guess since this is going to be like our last spooky episode, I'm going to tell my scariest story.
Oh, you got a scary story?
Oh, it's fucking scary.
Recently?
Oh, no, it's old.
Really?
Yeah. It was at your house, too.
Oh, God. It had to be at my place.
I was scared. Shit, this shit was so scary. Hello. Pay attention to me real quick.
Okay.
Polo, lay down. You can't sit on the table if you just keep going crazy. Okay, so when I was living at Dad's, it was actually before I even met Johan yet, too. So it was like, I was like 14. I was at the house. Excuse me. By myself. I was in my room, and I was playing games on my computer, and all of a sudden, I heard the door slam downstairs.
Oh, I think I remember that one, yeah.
And I heard footsteps come upstairs. Nobody should be home. No one should be coming home. Like, nobody should be there. No, don't eat the tissue. And I hear...
Don't eat the shit, too.
I hear...
You need to wash that.
I know, but I care. I don't know how.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Go with the...
Okay. So, I hear, like, footsteps coming up the stairs. And I flip out. I think we're getting robbed at this point, you know? Mm. So, I run to my closet. I have a walk-in closet. And I call Mom. I'm like, I think someone's in my house. I think someone's at the house. I hear them. And at this point, my closet and my bathroom share a wall. And so at this point, I can hear something or someone go through the cabinets, like, looking for stuff. In my head, I'm like, I'm being fucking robbed right now. Like, they're going through my cabinets in the bathroom, trying to find jewelry, trying to find something. So I call Mom, and then Mom calls Crystal, and mind you, all of our doors are locked. Like, the garage door is locked, the front door is locked, everything's locked. And so my mom calls Crystal. Crystal comes running, she has a bat, she jumps the fence, comes in, no one's in the house, and all the doors are still locked. And when she walks into the restroom, she sees all the drawers open.
Oh, they were open.
They were open. Everything was open, and I'm locked, and I'm, like, in my closet, hiding, shaking.
I didn't know they were open. I thought you just heard
noises. They were open. They were, every drawer and everything was open in the bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is trippy.
That was fucking scary. And she didn't see anyone run out of the walkway. I didn't hear my garage open or close. So it's like, you couldn't get away beforehand.
Yeah.
So, that shit was scary.
Damn.
Yeah. And then I went and hid at Crystal's for the rest of the day.
Did you? Wow.
Well, I don't know when Crystal's going to be able to be on the podcast, but maybe we should share Crystal's story.
Yeah.
Well, Crystal, I hope you don't mind.
Yeah.
We're going to share your story.
I wish I did a shout-out for her name.
Oh, Nene! Yeah. Hi, Nene!
Hi, we miss you.
We miss you, and I love you.
We love you.
Nene is one of our what is it called? Our
cousin.
Our faithful listeners.
She's one of the faithful.
She's one of our faithful listeners. She's like my sister. Nene, I love you and I miss you so much. She recently moved away from us, so she's a little bit farther than what she was before. So.
Yeah.
She's missing home. I think she's a little homesick.
Yeah.
Anyway, I know, right? It's kind of far. Anyways, Nene, we send you our love and we hope you're doing well. Best wishes.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope you enjoy our podcast so far.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe when you come down to visit, you can star on our podcast.
Oh, special guest.
Special guest.
Special guest.
We're always talking about special guests, but there's no special guest ever on the channel. Every time we get a special guest, we're like, yeah, let's do it. And then we're like, oh, can you record right now? And they're like, no. Well, can you record this day? No. We still have to get Pop on here. Okay. Anyways, so we'll tell Crystal's story, and then we'll get into the murders.
Okay.
Because that's why we know everyone's here.
I think you're going to have Crystal do the story.
I know. Oh, Crystal, maybe she... What is she doing? Let's text her and see if she'll say the story on the phone. Or maybe we can get her to come in. Let's see what she says. I texted her... Well, she was texting me earlier. So let's see what she says. But...
Huh.
I think it's that time of the podcast where we thank our sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring this episode. Let's go ahead and get into our sponsor segment and maybe talk about some of these murders.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go.
Because I'm a Gemini and I love murders.
That's creeping me out right there.
I don't know. I that's a theory in itself. Like, honestly, like, those, like, because
a lot of people. Kind of like why I'm fascinated in outlaws.
Ooh,
Jesse James, Bonnie and Clyde. We gotta do one on those too sometime.
Yeah, we gotta do one on those. But my thing is, like, a lot of people don't believe in astrology, but why most Geminis are serial killers? But, like, most people don't believe in astrology. Like, do you go based upon your day because of your astrology?
I don't even know my astrology.
You're Aries.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Like, you don't know what, like, your, like, what it means or anything like that?
Not really.
I already told you what you are.
What?
You're a tornado.
I'm a tornado?
You're a tornado.
Destroy everything?
No, not destroy everything. You just make a mess.
I make a mess?
Hey, you're a mess.
I make a mess out of everything?
You're a mess. That's what I'm saying. You're just a mess. Not you make a mess. You're just a mess in life. You're just a mess.
Okay. So that's why my cars and house always look like a tornado went through it?
Yeah, it does. You're right. Fuck. Your sign is correct, Dad. Your sign's correct.
I guess you got a point there.
Right? Okay. I guess this time we'll... I promise you, this time we'll jump into our sponsor segment. Thank you again, Anchor, once again.
Yeah, thank you, Anchor.
Once again, Anchor, for sponsoring us today.
Yes, thank you, Anchor.
So, I'm excited. I'm going to do the Jack the Ripper story, and Dad's going to talk about H.H. Holmes. The murder... What was it called, Dad?
The Murder Castle?
Murder Castle, yes.
Murder Castle?
Murder Castle. Is the name. The reason why I'm really excited about doing Jack the Ripper is because hello everyone in England and London specifically. Hello! I'm gonna be there, bitches! I'm gonna be there in January. I'm super excited. I'm excited to do the Jack the Ripper tour. Yes. So, if you live in London and you have any recommendations
on gonna do a podcast in London? Oh, you gotta do one in London. That'd be cool.
Well, yeah, I guess. I like you said that. Huh? Yeah, that'd be fun. Oh, I'm scared. This thing fell down. anyway, sorry. If you're from London, email us at logicversusconspiracy@gmail.com. Give me some ideas of some stuff that needs to be done in London.
Yeah, because we need somewhere to stay.
Dad! I don't need anywhere to stay.
Yes, we're going to move in with your place for a whole week.
A whole week. No. But yeah, so give me some ideas of, like, maybe some local stuff that's like, oh my gosh, you must see or must do, like, type of things. I'm doing the Jack of the Ripper tour. I'm so freaking excited.
But which tour, though?
I don't know yet.
Which did they text you or...
There's like a Holmes one, like a Sherlock Holmes mixed with Jack the Ripper. There's a Jack the Ripper tour mixed with like haunted. So like they go around the haunted parts of London. And then I can't
remember. Kind of ironic. You got Sherlock Holmes and
the Ripper. Ooh, that is ironic. I didn't think about that.
Right. Holmes investigating Holmes.
Oh. So Sherlock Holmes isn't real. It's a fictionary.
You sure?
Yeah, I think so.
I could swear there is really a Sherlock Holmes.
Let's see. Sherlock Holmes. Real? Question mark.
I think he was investigating the Jack the Ripper because it was about that time.
Are you serious? It's a fictitious character based on a real man. Dr. Joseph Bell was the real name.
Wow.
Told you this fool wasn't real. Come at me. Fight me. I know my history. If only my fucking history teacher understands. I can't believe he gave me that grade. Like, fuck you.
What'd you got, F?
No. I got a C on it. I think I got a C on the paper. He gave me a C on a paper, which he wasn't specific enough. And he, you know what he told me? He said, well, you should have used your common sense. It's U.S. history. why would I want a paper about history, about other things that are going on in the world? I was like, huh, well, whatever. No one likes you.
It's a U.S. history class.
It's a U.S. history class, and I wrote my five historical events. He said five historical events that are important to me, and I picked, like, three out of five of them were not in the United States. I was pissed.
Wow.
I know. He's like, interesting, but it's not U.S. He liked my alien one, though. I wrote about aliens.
Oh, about them storming the alien base?
No, about, I wrote about, how the United States confirmed that we're not alone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I had to use facts and articles and all that stuff.
So. Yeah, they got some footage, and they actually asked people about the footage.
Yeah, so so he liked that part, but whatever. He didn't like my... He liked them, but he couldn't give me credit because it wasn't U.S., which is dumb. Dumb. Be more specific. And he was like, whoa, this is U.S. history class. Well, who cares? You said my top five historical events. Bitch, maybe my top five historical events were not in United States.
Yeah.
And they weren't. I wrote about the North Korea and South Korea peace treaty.
That's kind of part of America. Because
Trump did it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hello. But he doesn't like Trump anyway. So, I got extra minus points because he don't want to give Trump credit for nothing. What was the other one? I wrote about the Notre Dame burning down. And I wrote about one more. I can't remember off the top of my head. But we're back on our off and on topic once again. Hello.
Yeah.
It's not our podcast without our off and on topics.
It's off and on. Off more than on.
Anyways, if you're from London, send us an email, send us something.
Yeah.
Tell us what to do in London. Be fun. I'm excited. Jack the Ripper. I promise you, this time I'm getting into the story. I promise. Okay. Jack the Ripper terrorized London in 1888.
Yep.
Triple eight.
Oh, wow.
That confirms my professor's theory.
What?
He says everything, like, a large event always happens towards the end of an era. Like, in 17... No. What year was it? When did we come?
1492.
He discovered America. And then Columbus discovered America. In 15... something else big happened. And then in 16... When did we get our independence? 1790-something, right?
1776.
It's towards the end of the era.
Oh, yeah.
And then, 1888, Jack the Ripper. There was something else big that was coming in America. 1990s, they were all scared that the computers would, like, freak out because of the 2000.
Yeah.
That we would go back and it wasn't really 2000, it was really 1900. You remember that? In 1999, everyone was, like, going to freak out.
Yeah.
All they had to do was just reprogram the computers. That was, like, that big freak out.
Yeah. I was there when that happened.
Wow. I'm glad you were there.
I was alive.
You were alive then. So there's always, like, a big freak out towards the end of an era.
Yeah.
Proves my theory. It's great. It's cool. All right. Back on topic, I promise, guys. Oh, Crystal says she's cleaning.
Cleaning.
What about you recording my podcast? Okay, so. I'm dying. Okay, I promise I can get this through.
Let's get back on topic.
Back on topic. Okay. Okay. He killed at least five women and mutilating their bodies in an unusual manner, indicating that the killer had some substantial, how do you say that,
substantial, I guess that's right.
Right? It doesn't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge of the human anatomy, Dad. So was he a doctor? H.H. Holmes? Was he a doctor?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So he had some sort of... Is H.H. Holmes from England?
Don't know where H.H. Holmes
is. We should look that up. Dun, dun, dun. That's your part. Anyways, you should know these answers.
Okay.
Okay. The culprit was never captured or ever identified, but we're about to identify this bitch today.
Yeah.
Guess we are dead, huh?
Well, our theory.
Well, our theory is always correct, right, Dad?
I guess.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take it to the bank, but.
Fuck it! I'm taking it to the bank! Let's go!
Here we go.
Jack the Ripper remains one of England's and the world's most famous serial killer. So, my question is, where did they get Jack from?
So he's one of the first serial killers?
No, I don't think so.
He's just the most famous one.
He's like one of the most famous ones. Let's see. Let's look up one of the first serial killers. Who was the first serial killer? Da, 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 da. Herman Webster Mudgett. He kind of looks like Jack the Ripper, too. Oh, no. That's who Holmes is. Holmes is. Dr. Henry Holmes. Oh.
What?
He owes was America. He was America's first serial killer.
Who?
Holmes. I wonder if he was the first serial killer ever caught. Huh.
But I think there's a...
They made a whole movie about him.
He might be... Did he ever been in Texas? I think there was a serial killer in Texas. And then that disappeared. And then there was a serial killer in London. And then that quit. And then they ended up in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So, it might be Jack the Ripper, the first serial killer.
You know, and he's the right age because he was born in 1861, and Jack the Ripper murder happened in 1888, so he would be, like, in his 20s.
Yeah.
So, he would be technically old enough.
And if you see the picture of him, he looked younger than Holmes a little bit.
Yeah, he did look a little
younger. Like a younger
version of Holmes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he died when he was 35.
He was executed, right?
At 35. Yeah, he was executed. He killed between 20 to 200 people.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad. I'm taking over here. But apparently that was like the first serial... Okay, well, you're doing the first serial killer that was caught.
Huh?
In America. It doesn't give me any other routes. So, move on. So there was a serial killer in Texas?
I think I remember hearing something like that, and then... They were thinking that that might have been
Holmes.
Jack the Ripper and Holmes.
Oh. You mean in
But
New
they
York?
Didn't say anything
Wasn't
about Holmes.
Wasn't there one in New York?
I think it was two in New York.
I thought it was New York. Because there was like a American Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
Let's see. American.
I think it's all related around Holmes. I think Holmes Jack did it all.
Let's see. American Jack the Ripper. It's Holmes. American Jack the Ripper is Holmes. He was the first serial killer that after he confessed to murdering over 20 people in the Illinois hotel.
And he mutilated the bodies.
Yeah.
And he surgically cut.
There's a theory that Jack the Ripper was on the Titanic.
Oh, yeah?
I actually wanna... Click on that. Let's see. Yeah, he mutilated his bodies, but I could have swore that there was like a fear that he went to America. Suspect James indeed. Suspect both died in. I don't know. I don't think so because I don't think Jack the Ripper was on the Titanic.
Titanic was...
1912, what? Titanic went out. It was the first sail, and it sunk on its first sail.
Yeah, well, they caught homes before they even sailed.
Yeah, so I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so, moving on. Back to my case. All five killings were ascribed to Jack the Ripper took place within a mile of each other. So each of them were only a mile apart in or near Whitechapel district of London, mm-hmm. East End, from August 7th to September 10th. Wow, we almost missed, we barely just missed the anniversary time.
Yeah.
Several other murders occurring around the time of the period has also been investigated as the work of Leather Apron, another nickname given to a murderer. Mm. Who's the Leather Apron?
Mm.
Wonder if he was ever caught. Because that could have been Jack the Ripper's stuff, too. Okay. A number of letters were allegedly sent by the killer. Oh, my God. I totally forgot about that. That Jack the Ripper wrote letters. He named himself.
Oh, yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah? Where are the letters now? Do they keep those letters? Are they in the museum? Or?
Maybe if I continue reading, we'll find out.
Okay.
Okay. Metropolitan Police Officer, Police Service, often known as Scotland Yard, taunting officers about the gruesome activity, speculating on some murders. The moniker Jack the Ripper originates from the letter, which may have been a hoax published at the time of his attacks. So they don't believe that the letters were real.
So I think somebody just made that up.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That kind of makes sense, too, that it would be made up. Because Holmes didn't send any letters, did he?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he would, because I don't think he'd want... He had a big thing right now. I mean, he got his own hotel, his little murder thing. Yeah. And it was just... I don't think he probably would want to talk with them. But Holmes is just like Jack the Ripper. He's like, I'm too smart to get caught.
Yeah. Despite countless investigations claiming define evidence of the brutal killer identity, his or her name and motive are still unknown. Dun, dun, dun. Sorry. Crystal's so cute. She says, dope. What's the theme this week? Ghost hauntings at your dad's? Sorry, I know I really shouldn't be texting while recording, but that's funny. I had to read that aloud. Crystal, if you're listening, hello, shout out to you. Dad, you're eating.
Oh,
okay. Vicious theory about Jack the Ripper's identity have been produced over the past several decades, which includes the claims accusing the famous Victorian painter Walter Stickerts, a Polish migrant, and even the grandson of Queen Victoria. Since 1888, more than 100 suspects have been named, contributing to the worldwide folklore and ghoulish entertainment surrounding the mystery. But, Bish, guess what? The mystery is going to be solved today. What's the name of Scooby-Doo's car?
Well, that's a mystery.
Dad, come on! You know the name of Scooby-Doo's car.
Mystery Machine?
Mystery Machine. Is it Mystery Machine?
Yeah.
Well, the Mystery Machine's about to pull up. We're about to stop this. We're going to rip the mask off the bitch.
Okay.
That's the story.
But that's just our theory, though.
No. Remember that. We're brainwashing our little people.
Okay.
That's our opinion.
Okay.
That's the story, and we're sticking to it. Daddy, are you ready for your... H.H. Holmes. Tell us the H.H. Holmes. Start from the beginning. Where shall we start, Dad?
Oh, we started with Jack the Ripper.
I already started that. You're supposed to continue. Okay, he's to America. He's in Illinois. Please.
Yeah, he built a hotel in Chicago.
Chicago where?
Chicago, USA?
Oh my god. You should have saw Dad. Shoot, sometimes I wish we were recording like our faces because your facial expression was so funny when I asked you that question. He was like, wait, where is Chicago? Like, he made that face like, wait, Chicago where?
Chicago, Missouri?
Chicago, California? Hello? Where? Okay, sorry.
Chicago.
Illinois.
And he built the hotel because they were going to have the World Fair there in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So as the World Fair is going on in Chicago, so many people were staying at his hotel, and he was murdering them. And it was how he had the rooms all set up, but he built each floor, every floor he built on his thing, his plans, mm-hmm. where he has secret rooms going in and out of all the rooms. He has pipes going up to the rooms where he could turn on the gas in his office and put the people to sleep so he could sneak in their rooms. Those secret passageways, and then collect them, and then he has a chute that he puts them in, and they drop all the way down to the basement. And so every floor that he built, he fired all the employees, so no one person would know the whole layout of the hotel.
Wow.
So he's the only one that knows all the secret passages, all the rooms.
What about the construction workers?
Well, the construction workers they're the type of like, well, you want me to put that in? They don't really ask questions, they just do it.
Yeah, but so if you're a construction worker and you're working on it, wouldn't you know the floor plan?
Not the whole thing.
Oh,
they only work on one floor, and that's all they're allowed to work on.
Oh, and then he'll fire the construction workers.
Oh,
I thought you were talking about like the maids and stuff.
The maids? Oh no, the construction workers that built it.
Oh, okay, makes sense. Now.
Nobody, even the maids, didn't know there were secret rooms and all that. Nobody knew about all these little secret passageways and stuff. So he just thinks that he is so smart, he can outsmart everybody. And the same as Jack the Ripper. And now he taunted with the police because he thinks that he is so...
I'm going to stop you right there real quick. I was reading his thing. I wasn't trying to be rude when you were talking to me, but... Yeah. It says right here, as an adult, he abandoned his young wife and child in 1885.
Wow.
And he moved to Illinois, but that's not like, but that's what they think he did, like automatically moved to Illinois. But he could have moved to Illinois, started his hotel project, and then went over to London while it was building.
Yeah. Could be.
Theory? Because, I mean, other than that, from 1885... to 1893.
There's activity.
There's nothing of him. Yeah, like there's nothing.
So, kind of
crazy. So there's no like marriage. There's no kid. Other like there's no one to hold him down to say like he was here, for reals. Just a theory.
Yeah.
So, sorry, Dad. Go ahead and continue. I just wanted to share that really quickly because when I saw that, I was like,
"Don't eat that butthole." Stop. It's going to like turn that butthole up. Man, look at him.
Dad, stop.
No, dog ain't got no chance, man. But...
He's talking about the dog's toy. The dog, he likes the tail.
Little, little, or a little squirrel thing. He just teared that
little ball. It's a raccoon, Dad.
Well, whatever. He's like chewing on his butthole.
Dad, it doesn't have a butthole.
Well, it looks like it.
Poor Apollo. Okay, continue with your story. Sorry. I just wanted to share that because I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Right? That just kind of like moves our theory.
Because I made a blank. There's no activity between 1885 and 1893?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That no one can actually, like, pin him to a place, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the murders are happening between those times.
I think he went out of the country. My theory.
Okay, go.
To practice to be a serial killer.
Hmm.
And then come back.
To get it down.
So if shit went down in London, he'd just leave, come back to America.
Pretend nothing happened.
Pretend nothing happened over there.
Yeah.
He'd rather start over there than start in America because he can never come back to America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So he might have went there. And if it was just between August and September, I mean, that's almost like taking a vacation.
Yeah, it was August something, and then, so he probably just started, like, the end of August, then he came home September 10th. The last murder was September 10th.
Right.
And that's it.
So he probably thought he was just on a vacation.
Yeah, he was on vacation. That's crazy. Yeah. I don't know why they never thought about this before.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like a... You could tell that he don't live there if it only happened in that short of time. I didn't realize it was that short of time.
Me either. I thought it was like a year.
I thought it's like all summer and October.
No, but it was August, September, done.
Yeah.
You're right. It's just vacation.
That's a vacation time. Hmm. I think he decided, well, on vacation, I'm going to do this and that, and I'll be back home.
Yeah.
They're never going to catch me because I live somewhere else.
Huh. They don't know who I am.
Uh-huh.
Either that... Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to hit the mic. Either that or he didn't meet... Like, because they were all hookers, right?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't... He was sleeping with her, but, like, he didn't, like, actually mean to kill her, and he just had this aggression and just start killing, and then he liked that sensation of the killing.
Well, my understanding is, I know he mutilated, but he didn't have, all those murders took place in the alley.
Oh, so he didn't have his old time.
Except that one, last one.
The last one was with groceries. I thought she was a regular lady. I didn't know she was. Was she a hooker or was she a regular lady?
I don't know, but it was a time where it was in the room. Uh-huh. And that's the most mutilating because he had all the time in the world to do what he wanted. And I think that's where he, like, oh, I want my... Maybe that's where he's coming up with an idea of the hotel.
Yeah, maybe.
Because he wants his own room so he can...
Do whatever he wants.
Do whatever he wants to do, all the cutting.
Yeah. Legit. What else, Dad?
And, actually, I'm curious, did they say how he got caught, or who?
Holmes? Let's see. Interesting. His wife collecting insurance money on his former assistant, living with the body of a widow. Following his arrest, police eventually discovered the body of one of the murdered children, and this discovery led to Holmes' arrest.
Oh, that's what the Ghost Adventures thing about, because he killed that kid. Now that house is still up.
What?
That's Holmes' house.
He has a house where he killed a kid?
Where he killed a kid.
Wow.
Okay. They murdered the kid down in the basement.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that's what happened. So then when they did an investigation, found out about the murdered kid, then they got linked to the hotel. And everything went open.
Wow. Following his arrest, Holmes claimed to have killed more than 200 people in his murder castle. However, he ultimately only confessed to 27 murders, including the one of Pitzel and his two daughters. So, sorry.
He killed his two daughters?
Not his own two daughters. Let me read the paragraph before that so you kind of understand. Holmes was approached soon after he fled Chicago in October 1893, following conclusion of the World's Fair. He was arrested in Boston for alleged murder of his assistant, Benjamin Pitzel, and two of Pitzel's children. Interestingly, while on the run, Holmes had misled Pitzel's wife as well, collecting the insurance money up for his former assistant and living with his widow and their three children. Police eventually discovered the bodies of one of the children, and this led to Holmes' arrest. Following his arrest, he then included Pitzel and his two daughters' murder.
Yeah. So if he only had 200 murders
and only confessed to 27.
Only confessed to 27. Why wouldn't he confess all of them? You know you're gonna die anyways. Even with 27, you're still gonna get executed. Why wouldn't he?
Well, 200's a lot to remember. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can you name 200 friends off the bat?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And those are friends. These are people who are just fucking strangers. He just goes in and slaughters them like cattle and then just goes on to the next one. You know? So, I think he admits to killing 200 people, but he only confesses to 27 that he knew of. Because he's the one that claimed that he killed over 200 people. But they only had 27 missing people. So, he was like, you dropped your toy. So, he was probably like, well, yeah, I killed that person. Yeah, I killed that one. So, I think that's what that means. Because he claimed that he killed 200 people, but only 27 were accounted for.
And what's sad is, they should have asked him about, are you
Jack the Ripper? I don't think they were worried about that.
Back then, the reason why they couldn't catch Ted Bundy, there was no communication. There's no communication between states.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no communication.
It's because they're such in a rush to try to get the credit to catch that person. Yeah.
They had no communication with London. They should have communicated with London and get some information from London. And let's see if these two people here are the same person.
Yeah.
They never really took the initiation of it. Because they could have closed two cases at one time. And it wouldn't have been a mystery of Jack the Ripper. But they didn't.
You know,
but the mystery of Jack the Ripper makes it more infamous where it seems
like they don't want it to be solved almost.
Yeah, almost like that.
Because it's a big tourist attraction, you know? Look at me. I'm freaking going on the Jack the Ripper tour because it's such a mystery, you know? But don't worry, I solved it. We solved it right here first on Logic versus Conspiracy.
Are you going to tell the
tour guy? Guy? I'd be like, oh, you think he's still unknown? Bitch, I know who he is. H.H. Holmes. Google it, bitch. Google it.
They look almost exactly alike.
Yeah, and they're like, he hasn't been
They tried, there's so many different theories of Jack the Ripper, that he was the king's son, and
Queen's cousin
or something, because he was kind of crazy, and they locked him up, yeah. And I think that he might have did it. But, like I said, it looked like a vacation.
Yeah, because...
that short of time, it looked like a vacation. He just went, and he went in practice.
August 7th to September 10th, so just a month.
It's like he went in practice.
Yeah, totally. I think, totally. It's like that's a vacation.
He practiced over there, and then...
And he's like, okay, I'm ready, I'm comfortable.
Okay, I'm ready, now I'm going to come.
I'm coming home.
America, now I want to make something where...
I think he was just kind of finding his style, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, I really liked it when I was in my own room.
When I was in my own room, it was quiet. I didn't worry about nobody seeing me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I needed that.
And then I was like, okay, I'm ready to go home now. I know what I like to do now.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to build a hotel. I'm going to have secret rooms.
Yeah.
God, just even back then, to have that thought.
I know.
To think of a secret rooms and singing and all this. And
well, he was a doctor. He's very smart.
Had to be. I mean.
And he's a doctor. And their theory is that Jack the Ripper was a doctor.
Yeah.
Why has no one else put this together yet?
I have no idea.
Like you said, I really think they don't really want to solve it at this point. Because it's such a moneymaker.
They got DNA.
I know, but I don't think at that time they collected any stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they don't know anything about that. So they're probably just like, all right, clean up, have photos, and that's it, probably. Maybe the murder weapon. Maybe even touch DNA. They might have touch DNA on the murder weapon. That's a thing, touch DNA.
Well, he had gloves all the time.
Oh, is that what they said?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because they tried to get him by fingerprints.
Yeah, he had gloves. He was...
Interesting.
And basically, the way people say what they witness of Jack the Ripper, and I take it off, about his top hat and his trench coat and all that.
Yeah.
It almost looked like Holmes.
Yeah,
top hat. They both wear
top hat. Yeah, he wears.
And that's what he wears, a top hat.
Yeah, and his trench coat. Probably because it was cold. Crazy.
Yeah, it was,
Wow.
They were they definitely look alike if you put the pictures
they
up.
They really do, honestly.
They even both got big ears.
Yeah, they do. They really do. Honestly, I really think that this could be him. We solved the murder. That's it. We're done. Thank you for coming. Yeah. Now you're a believer. We're a believer that H.H. Holmes...
I believe it's Holmes. I really do.
I think so.
I think he just went to London. He did all his learning over there. And before he comes to the States. Well, I believe he murdered before he left to London, too.
Really?
I believe it. I think he might have started in Texas.
No.
Because there was a couple murders that were happening in Texas.
Let's Google it. First murders in Texas. Oh, no. Not first degree murders in Texas. I think I saw Texas wrong. Oh, well.
Because it happened first in 1870.
That ever happened in Texas? Maybe that will help me. First murder. Do, 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 do. 1870, you said?
Maybe. It could might make him too young.
1870. Well, it depends on what time of 1870, because he was born in...
Maybe like 78 or 79.
Yeah, that would make more sense. But...
Maybe in his 18.
Wait. Where did he live before? Because he moved. Remember that. Remember he moved when he separated from his wife?
He moved to Illinois.
He moved to Illinois, but where was he living beforehand?
Oh, yeah.
He was living in New Hampshire. Oh, my God, I told you it was in that region. Well, remember, there was this big old outbreak where, like, once there was a theory that Jack the Ripper went to America right after the murders because there were some sort of similar murders in, like, the New York area.
And that's about right around that area.
Mm-hmm. Probably went to go visit his ex-wife and his child. And he's like, well, I might as well commit a couple murders before I officially go home.
Wow.
What? There weren't planes back then anyway, so he would have to take a boat, right?
Yes.
So, if a boat from London to New Hampshire / New York...
Yeah?
I think we solved it.
Yeah?
You know.
I really believe it's Holmes. I think it's... It's just, they're, it's such a coincidence, their style, the way they murdered and the way they mutilated the body.
Yeah.
It's just too close.
Yeah, I know. No. Yeah. Very true, Dad. Oh, okay. So, yeah, so he lived in New Hampshire beforehand, but there's nothing... I don't want to cut the theory. He might have went down to Texas. Where is Illinois?
Illinois?
Do you have to go through Texas before Illinois? No.
No, Illinois is up north. He's been to Chicago. He flew to Chicago.
Oh, thanks, Dad, for reminding me. Because as soon as I fly into the place, I know exactly where the hell I am on the map.
It's way up north.
Okay.
By the Great Lakes. You know where the Great Lakes are?
Yeah, Michigan and all that stuff. Yeah. okay, so I know where Illinois is then. Matter of fact, why did I even ask that question? I know it's that weirdly shaped one, right?
Yeah.
I remember now. Okay, so then I don't think he would go, I don't know, you don't know, he's kind of crazy. Maybe he wanted to. Go down to Texas. No, but 79, he'd be 20. 79. Because he was born in 61. Oh, no, 18. Be 18. 79, he'd be 18. And he was born in 61. So he'd be 18. But he was already married.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe it might be something else. I just heard something about
Texas. Did you have to type for me? I don't need your help typing, sir. Thank you. Yeah. So, but that's crazy. Then they were talking about the event. Okay. So, the murder castle. Historians believe Holmes, the masterful and charismatic con artist, had swindled money from his drugstore employer, because he was a pharmacist. He purchased an empty lot in Englewood. It's not an A, it's an E. Englewood? Would you call it Englewood or Engle?
Yeah.
Englewood, of neighborhood of Chicago, was built a elaborate structure with shops on the first floor and small apartments above. Oh, so they're apartments. They're not a hotel. It's not a hotel. It's an apartment.
Use them as hotels. And they had the World Fair. He was just down the street from the World Fair.
Wow. This became Holmes' booby-trapped murder castle. Apollo, I really don't need kisses right now. Thank you.
I wish they never tore that down, but... I can see in respect of the families and all that, they tore it down. But.
Yeah.
He would have been really interested if they would have kept that up. I mean...
Uh-huh. The space... Okay. Sorry, let me find my spot back. The space featured soundproof rooms. Oh, back then. Wow.
Soundproof rooms. Yeah.
Soundproof rooms, secret passages, and disoriented mazes of the hallway and staircase. The rooms were also outfitted with... trap doors over Chutes.
That
dropped Holmes' unsuspecting victim into the building's
basement.
The basement was a macro-prime facility of acid vats. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Pits of quick lime, often used in decaying corpses. Crematory, which the killer used to finish off his victims. Oh my god! That's crazy how like high tech he is back in 1890s.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
There's like one person doing all this.
Oh my god, that's so, you know, it's kind of like Sweeney Todd, where he like kills his customers and sends them down the chute to make into meat pies.
Maybe that's where they get the show off.
Oh gosh, that's disgusting. No, I think they got the show off of that other murderer who would kill those people and then sell it at a meat stand on the side of the road.
That was Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah. But there was another murderer who did that, too.
Really?
Yeah, he made human beef jerky.
Ew.
Yeah. Can you stop typing for me? Oh, I dropped your toy. It's too far now. Too far gone. Sorry. You have to stay here without your toy because you're being crazy. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That's disgusting. Did he have was it an actual shop or was it like a side of the road shop, pop-up shop?
It was a side of road shop.
Never buy your meat from a side of road shop. Yeah. Or don't know where it came from. Actually, the murderer that I was listening to, I was watching this.
Have you ever watched the movie Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No, I don't want to watch that.
That is so creepy and scary.
Yeah.
It makes you not even want to go to Texas.
Yeah. And I want to live in Texas. Hello, everyone in Texas. So sorry. Have you had any street meat? Because that might have been a human. No, I was watching, oh my gosh, I watch Cold Case Files.
Yeah.
Oh, such a good show. So they've caught this guy who was living on his employer's property where like he worked, he lived there on the property. The employer was okay with it, like he had his little trailer, and like he would kill girls, cut them up, and sell their meat in a stand in front of where he worked. And like, and then like they interviewed him, and he's like, yeah, he's like, don't buy meat from a meat stand that you never seen before, because you don't know who you may be eating. The way he said it, like that and everything, like they played the recording and everything, and it's like, gives you the shows. Like, can you imagine? Like, you're just innocently, like, going down to Mexico, like, going down, you don't know if you're eating dog meat or if you're eating cow meat.
Oh my god.
I always tell Johan, I'm like, Johan, the day I find out that I've been eating freaking dog meat this whole time, I'm gonna shoot you. Like, this is disgusting. I always get nervous. And I always tease him. I was like, if there's not a dog around, we're not stopping at the stupid taco stand. Because that's the theory. If there's no stray dog, then it's dog meat. But if there is a stray dog, then it's not dog meat.
Oh.
And then we stopped at this taco stand. And he's like, well, there's a cat. Does that count?
There used to be a cat there.
He's like, there's a cat. There's a cat that was hanging around. And then he's like, does that count? I'm like, no, it has to be a dog. And he's like, shut up, we're just eating here. And I was like, I swear if I find out this is dog meat, I'm going to cry. Oh, if you're from Mexico, I'm so sorry that I may or may not just offended you. But there is a warning.
I don't know. Do they really eat dogs down there? I know they do.
In the poor areas, Johan says.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, there's so many stray dogs down there. Shit, there's more than probably cows sometimes.
Wow.
Can you not? You're, like, making a mess over here. But, yeah, Johan says he's tried dog before, so. That's gross.
I would never try dog.
No, maybe. Look at little Paolo.
What do you mean? I might want to try, might be rattlesnake meat.
I heard it tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
That's what my grandmother said.
Tastes like chicken?
She's had rattlesnake. But round steak, that's such a waste because there's not a lot of meat on round steaks. That's dumb.
You know? I like the gator meat.
Gator meat's good.
Gator meat's good.
But, oh, and buffalo. Buffalo's pretty good, too.
Buffalo's good.
Elk is pretty good, too. I've had elk jerky up in Big Bear.
Oh, yeah?
They sell elk jerky. It's pretty good. It's sweet.
Huh.
It's pretty good. What kind of funky meats have you guys tried? Comment not down below. Email us.
Oh, I heard something really gross. I hope it's not true.
What?
Well, this old guy.
Can you stop?
He's bragging.
Uh-huh.
About, you know, it's a conspiracy.
Okay, conspiracy.
How they have their little devil worshipping thing, cult thing.
Oh, and, God, uh-huh.
And they murder so many people.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, they kidnap kids. There's so many kids have been kidnapped in America. It's a mystery.
Is this the kid eater? He says the kids taste better.
He says they murder the kids.
Uh-huh.
And then they send them to the place where they grind up the meat and all that. And then he's making fun that the meat ends up going to McDonald's. And then the people are eating their, and he's like laughing. He's like, people would be eating their own, they could be eating their own child.
Oh my God.
After that, I never wanted to eat at McDonald's again.
Tell me this.
And the guy sounds serious. Like, this is real.
Oh my God.
And he's an old guy. And then he goes, that's what we do. And I'm like, oh my God. He goes,
Now it makes sense why their hamburger meats are so nasty.
I don't know. I don't think it's all people meat. I don't think it's probably most.
It's like a percentage? Okay, there's only like 1% human in it.
Oh yeah, but probably not even that.
Oh my God!
I mean, they sell billions of hamburgers. I mean, but I was just saying that's what he's just making fun of it. Like, oh yeah, we just take them there, grind them up, it goes into the meat, and that meat be shipped off to McDonald's.
No. Well, McDonald's is franchised, so technically, whatever franchise he was shipping it to, it would only be to that franchise. You think about it?
Yeah.
Because McDonald's franchise.
He didn't say any other places. McDonald's.
Yeah. So, he could have been just selling it to that specific McDonald's owner, or that specific franchise.
I don't know. It's just,
oh, God. That's
it was just gross. I heard that, and I'm like, ugh, I didn't want to eat at McDonald's for a while.
Yeah. Maybe the McRibs.
I still don't eat.
Maybe the McRibs are
baby ribs. Oh, I didn't have McRibs on
there. Maybe they're like baby ribs.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah, they're like little baby ribs, Dad. Think about it, because they're so tiny.
I just had McRib sandwich.
It's a human rib, baby rib.
Last weekend.
Human baby rib.
I was so excited they had the two McRibs, man. I was so excited.
Yeah, it's because they have too many little ribs.
Oh.
Oh my God, you're disgusting. Those McRibs are nasty. How do you guys like McRibs?
I love those McRibs.
They're so freaking disgusting.
Man,
nasty, Paulo. Nasty, huh? They're nasty because it's human meat. We just heard it right here first. Mm. Logic versus conspiracy.
I wasn't first.
You heard it.
I
second.
Heard it. So it would be.
Wait, where did you hear the story from? Dad, look this way.
YouTube.
Oh my God. Dad, facts are not from YouTube. Oh, also, to cite our sources, we got it from history.com for both informations, just so you guys know. You guys can read it yourself.
We didn't get that one. The McDonald ones, it's not proven. It's not.
Oh God, that's disgusting. I can't.
I hope it's not true.
But
the guy I was watching on YouTube, he just sounded like.
He's like.
He's really telling the truth. He's really serious. Well, I'm really concerned.
I'm going to
And he's
be
just evil. And he's like, the way how he said, because they may be eating their own child. And he's just, he's a creepy guy.
I'm going to be a little positive and be like, okay, so if that is true, McDonald's is franchised. So let's just hope that it's just that McDonald's around there.
I hope it's not true at all. But I don't want to, you know, discourage people. At McDonald's.
Don't eat at McDonald's. It's killing you anyways, and you're eating human food. I mean, human food. You're eating humans. So, if we didn't convince you enough here to not eat at McDonald's, oh, damn.
Except the McRibs. McRib sandwiches.
They're baby ribs. They're baby ribs. We are waiting for our letter from McDonald's on being sued. So,
oh.
We're accusing them of selling people kids meat.
Yeah, it comes with the kids meal.
It's only the kids. I stole my job. I was working on that.
I'm never gonna order a kids meal again.
Oh my god, I like a kids meal. Oh, yeah, with the kids meat. Oh yeah. Oh, you know the theory about McDonald's about their chicken nuggets, right?
What?
They could take the whole chicken and then just grind it all up with the beak and everything.
Well, that's what they. The guy said they do with the people.
Gross.
Grind it all up. Everything. Bones, everything. So that's the best way to get rid of the body.
Because
they can't never track down anything. Because
everybody's eating it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So how many kids did he kill?
He said
so they would use them as sacrifice, you said?
They sacrifice them. And they said the best way to get rid of the body is have them to the butcher. They grind them up. Send them off to McDonald's.
That's disgusting.
And they can never get tracked down because you can't.
There's no evidence.
There's no evidence because there's no body.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's crazy. That's really crazy. Well, I guess I'm just going to eat at Taco Bell because their meat's not real.
Yeah. It's real Mexican food.
That's not real Mexican food
it's
either.
It's not?
No, Dad. It's okay. Next time, Dad.
Why do they always say south of the border?
Because it's south.
South of the border of New Jersey or what?
Dad! You're stealing my jokes for the day. Stop. He's so mean. Alrighty, guys. So I guess we can end this episode here. What do you guys think? Do you think H.H. Holmes and Jack the Ripper are the same people?
I think so too.
And
it's really, really.
Oh, they're too
close.
Similar.
I mean, it's too.
Honestly,
ironic. And you're gonna be there, and that's gonna be so awesome.
I know. I'm so excited.
You can tell your tour
guide. And I solved the problem. I solved it. Don't worry.
It's home.
Everybody gets to go home and know the truth. That, they're going to hate me on that fucking tour, right?
Yeah, because you solved the mystery.
I solved the mystery. Hi, bitch. I'm gonna dress up as Sherlock Holmes and be like, bitch, I'll solve the mystery.
Yeah.
These people are going to hate me.
Or you can dress up like Velma on Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah. Just look like Velma and be like, doo-doo-doo. I got it. Rip the mask off. It's really H.H. Holmes. Who the fuck is H.H. Holmes? Let me tell you. Break out my presentation board. Take over the whole tour. Oh, that's funny. Alrighty. Well, I enjoyed my time. We learned that McDonald's is selling kids and their baby ribs. Oh my god. I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to make fun of it. I'm just praying that it's not real. I'm truly praying, and it is disgusting.
I hope it's not real either. I hope it's not real because I love the McRib sandwiches.
It's the baby ribs? I'm going to call it baby rib now.
I would never order a kid's meal.
Dad, I can't believe you stole my joke. I was going there.
I was working it up
and everything. You just like swooped in and stole it. Oh my god, you're so mean. McDonald's, please don't sue us. This is to our warning message at the beginning of the episode, remember? Yeah. It's all theories.
It's real.
They fucking grind up their whole chicken. Anyways, McDonald's, we love you. We're so sorry. Don't sell any more kids.
Go to Burger King.
Everybody
go to Burger King.
In and out, go to Shake and Bake. Shake Shack. What's it called?
Oh yeah, In-N-Out. In-N-Out sounds good right now.
Oh yeah. Okay. We're gonna go eat some In-N-Out because we don't like eating kids. So yeah.
I'm still gonna get the Rick Rib sandwich.
The baby rib? I'm gonna call it baby rib now.
Baby rib.
The baby rib. I'll take the baby McRib. Okay, guys, we will talk to you guys all next week, hopefully. This is our last episode of Halloweeny.
Oh, no.
Happy Halloween. Next year, hopefully, we get a little bit better. Yeah, next year will be a little bit more planned out. It was just kind of difficult to get all of our schedules together and everything. And then I got sick twice this month.
Oh, man.
I know. What the kind of shit is that?
You got your school, too.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my teaching? Is that what you're saying?
Your teaching.
Yeah, that's hard right now.
I couldn't get any time.
Yeah, I'm teaching right now, so it's kind of hard.
I still got a couple days off, so maybe you can squeeze something in if you want.
For this week?
I got to...
The thing is...
I got to Halloween.
The thing is about that, everything's going to be super expensive because of Halloween. So if we're going to do a spooky cast, we have to do it like a week, like a month before.
Oh, yeah.
You think about it? I don't know. Well, anyways, guys, we will talk to you guys all next week. November is the new holiday. We're getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
For all of you that are not in America, well, happy November. And for those of you who are in America, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And Merry Christmas, because fuck, they don't have any Thanksgiving shit out. It's all Christmas stuff now.
Oh, yeah. Christmas already.
It's Christmas already. Halloween hasn't even passed yet, and it's Christmas.
I already got my Christmas tree up.
I know you do. It's crazy. I'm like over here trying to catch up and carve pumpkins.
Do a Christmas tree and put Halloween shit up, decorate Halloween.
Yeah.
And then
I told you this idea, you jerk.
No, you did not.
Yes.
No, you
I
did
told
not.
You, I want a tree, and then every holiday I'll decorate it with that holiday. If it's Easter, I'll put my little Easter bunnies up on my tree. If it's Halloween, I'll put my little skeletons on there.
I never heard that. I just popped that up right now.
Liar! Stealing everything.
I didn't steal it. I just thought.
Order in the court. Order in the court.
That way you can have your tree.
Never have to put it down.
Yeah.
Stop stepping on my keyboard.
Put it down, but you can put it up on Halloween and have Halloween stuff on there.
They have Halloween trees. You know that,
yeah.
Right? It's Nightmare Before Christmas trees.
Yeah, Nightmare Before Christmas.
And you can just
tree.
Leave it up all the way through Christmas because
yeah.
It's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
And then you tear it down on Christmas because the nightmare was before Christmas, not after. Or before. Or the day of, I mean. Anyways, well, Dad the whole time. Yeah. That was that one kid. Did you see that video of that one little kid where he's like, yeah. No.
No.
Oh my God, we're getting delirious. Bye!
Bye.
Thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring us once again. Let's talk to you guys later.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye, see you next week.